Welcome to Musky Mondays with the Team Rhino Outdoors Musky Fishing Podcast. This week I'm going to talk to Gavin Falk from St. Croix Rods. And the purpose of this episode is just to talk about rods. You know, I mean, obviously we're going to talk St. Croix, but there's tons of great rods on the market. And we have a great selection of them at TeamRhinoOutdoors.com. You can find everything you need for musky rods for this upcoming season. And there's something in many different price points, so check them all out. We have a great selection of not only St. Croix's, but Chaos Tackle, Fenwick, Musky Innovations, Okuma Rods. We have everything you're looking for your rod needs this upcoming season. You know, and in this episode, you'll hear it. We're going to talk to Gavin, and we're going to go down the St. Croix lineup, but we'll also talk about different, you know, graphites and different ratings, and we'll talk about, you know, a moderate action versus a fast action, how important that is, how important, you know, it is to maintain the lure rating. Like, how important is it for you to stay within those lure ratings that are on your rods? Because that's a question I get asked once in a while. So hopefully you'll learn a little bit about rods and choosing your next rod from this episode. And I just want to thank everybody that came out to visit us over show season. It was a great show season. We had a fun time hitting the road. And now it's over. Like, it started and it just blazes right by. And so here we are, middle of March, and, you know, things are progressing as far as spring is concerned. And we're just back and, you know, getting the shop put back together. And so we're looking forward to another great year of being on the water and another great year in the shop. And we want to thank everybody again for their support of Team Rhino Outdoors. We couldn't do what we do without you. And so for that, we are extremely thankful. And, you know, again, this episode it's essentially sponsored by Team Rhino Outdoors because I'm the guy doing it and I'm the owner. My name is Jeff. So if you have any issues or questions or whatever, you can certainly reach out to us. But if you're looking for your next, you know, musky gear for your next musky fishing adventure, make sure you check us out, TeamRhinoOutdoors.com. I don't have anything else to add to this infomercial, so I will just jump to our conversation that we had with Gavin Falk. And once again, thank you everybody for coming out to visit us over show season. We can't thank you enough for that. All right, my guest on this episode is Gavin Falk. Gavin is represented by St. Croix Rods. And the purpose of this conversation today, Gavin, is we're going to teach people about rods. We're obviously, because you work for St. Croix, we're going to be slanting our conversation towards St. Croix. But as everybody knows out there, there's tons of different rods. There's tons of quality rods out there today. But for the purpose of this conversation, I have Gavin. He represents that company, so that's the route we're going to head down. We're not necessarily saying, like, hey, these are the only rod option for you. Gavin will probably say that, but for me, you know, I don't have that same option. But I certainly love the product, Gavin. St. Croix, I used them last year, especially with, like, the Legend Tournament. But I'm not going to lie, I used a Moab rod from Chaos Tackle last year, and I like that as well. So there's different rods and different actions and different lengths and all sorts of weight ratings. And, like, I kind of want to clear up some of that. But I also want to, you know, like, kind of break down the differences here in the different St. Croix lineups, because obviously you guys have three, and we'll go down that route. But first off, I want to thank you for your time this afternoon to talk muskies with me. And then, Gavin, let's just start it off with, I've been asking a few people, like, first muskie catches. Like, do you remember your first muskie you ever caught?
Yes, Jeff. It was, I would say I had to have been a sophomore or junior in high school. And my dad actually got me kicked into it. He had muskie fish some in college and some before he had kids, and he kind of wanted to get back into it. So we actually went out on the Phillips chain. I was throwing, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's one of the big white beetle spin looking baits. And for whatever reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to let that thing sink to the bottom. And it's probably 5 cranks in, I hooked up and I was a nice 40-incher. And that's basically what got me started.
That's funny. I didn't really know what I was doing. Kind of let the thing sink to the bottom. How many have you caught with that beetle spin since that very first muskie?
I think I caught like 3 in a row on that bait. And then I probably haven't used it since. So that being probably not the smartest decision I made. But who knows? Maybe I'll run back into it at some point.
That's funny because I've told the story on this podcast. I caught one on a slippery sand, my very first muskie, and it was probably, I think that might have been, I might have caught a few after that, much like you, probably not many more. And then it sort of just went to the wayside, right? You're on to the next thing, and you're on to the next biggest thing. And so it's just kind of crazy how that works out with you, you know. But good to hear about the first muskie. I always like hearing about people's first fish and how they got into it and, you know, kind of what transformed their life or ruined it, depending on how you want to look at it. In this case, I'm guessing that was probably the start of you wanting to get in the fishing industry, or did you just happen to get into the fishing industry?
I would say I lucked into it somewhat. Out of college, I was actually looking into a field service position. I had that lined up and very fortunate to be interviewed by St. Croix right out of college and then later on hired by them. So I kind of lucked into it. I would say I was probably low tier as far as skill level for an angler when I started here, but just the knowledge and all the being around all the people with the high skill sets in fishing has definitely helped move my skill level up throughout the years I've been here.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get started in the conversation. So let's start at the three different models that you guys carry for St. Croix. You're going to go with the Premier, the Mojo, and then you're going to go with the Legend Tournament. Like, if an angler is going to start out in the Premier, like, what is the Premier offer? And then what improves as we go through the lineup?
Yeah, so, like, if you look at St. Croix, we have our pre-pregs all labeled out as SC 1 through 5, and that's just the different pre-pregs that we use. So it's a mid-modulus pre-preg all the way up to upper modulus for the stuff that's SC 5 or SC 6 and whatnot. So as the moduluses increase, that translates to stiffer fibers, which allows you to decrease the amount of material you're using in the blanks, which usually translates to thinner walls, but you can still maintain the structural integrity and produce overall lightweight blank. So that Premier series would be a SC2. You'd go to, which we also do have the Triumph series. A lot of people forget that that's there. There aren't a lot of models in that series, but then that bumps up to the Mojo series, which is SC3. So a little bit higher grade carbon fiber. And then it would bump into the Legend Tournament series, SC4, which in that series, we actually did incorporate some SC6 into those blanks to make them even lighter compared to its predecessor. And then the other one that the other St. Croix offering that's out there is actually Legend Elite is still around, and that's the SC5 material.
Yeah, I missed the Triumph series mostly because it's so limited as far as what's available to most muskie anglers. I think we can all agree that, you know, the trend isn't necessarily to shorter rods, and I don't think in that series do they even offer an 8-footer or not. I'm thinking it's everything's 7-6 and under, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'd have to look again. It might be 2 or 3 7-6s and 2 or 3 8-footers, but I think the most cases I hear guys using it for muskie fishing, it's something they pull out of the garage to cast off the dock, or they're out trolling with it.
Okay, sure. And then obviously the Elite, which we do sell. I carry them in stock. We have them. Unbelievably light. If you ever have a chance to touch one, they're the lightest rod I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, they're an amazing option, but obviously you get what you pay for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're at the higher end of the pricing structure, and not just at St. Croix, but in the industry as well.
So the next one I would ask you about would be like guides. How much changes amongst guides? Because I think that's another thing that we hear about in the fishing industry. Like, it has this type of guides or that type of guides. Like, does that change throughout any of these models, or how does that work?
Yeah, typically as you go up in series or up in price points, you get a little bit more premium or higher quality guides. The kind of differentiating factors between guides that are out there are the frame style. And there's basically two there, which is a traditional frame where the actual ring itself is perpendicular to the blank plane. And then the other one is the K-frame or the tangle-free, which is actually sloped towards the tip. And that does help prevent line tangling or wind knots.
Okay. So obviously, the you know, as you would expect, right? More money as we move up through the line, quality, better components, lighter blank, essentially, is lighter and possibly stronger blank. Is that correct?
Correct. And we also do utilize a proprietary material that helps strengthen the hoop strength of the blank, which in turn prevents breakage down the road.
Which, I mean, I think I deal with a different musky angler than, like, say, the one that's shopping at a different, bigger box store, because you guys are available in many different retailers, you know, like, which model is the most popular model?
I would say it varies. I mean, regionally it varies, I would say, but, I mean, Legend Tournament is, I mean, popular across all areas of the musky fishing industry, I would say. It does seem like Mojo is maybe a little more popular down south. Maybe it's a price point that dictates some of that. I'm not sure. And then up here, I do still see a lot of Premiers. So you just never know.
Okay. Yeah. For me, out of our shop, we definitely sent out the most of the Legend tournaments. I believe it was, if I look at data, I want to say it was probably, the Premier and the Mojo together probably maybe just matched the Legend tournament based off of, you know, what we sent out last year. So that was interesting. Yeah. I mean, it was our first full year of having them. So we finally had some sales data and it was interesting to look back on it. I'm always curious to know, you know, how just what sells, what makes people, you know, what makes people go to one style or one brand or the other, you know?
Sure. And I think maybe some of that might pertain to marketing influence because that was a more updated series. So, I mean, that could be pertinent to it too.
Yeah, definitely. That would be it. All right. So then moving on with rods, you know, obviously there's, you know, medium heavy action rods, heavy action rods, extra heavy action rods, double extra heavy action rods. I mean, you can go down the line, you know, let's talk about that. Like, a medium heavy action rod, what would be an example of some baits that you would say that anglers would throw with a medium heavy action rod?
Yeah, so medium heavy, typically I'm running 8.6 to 9-footer, even that new 9.6 that we came out with in telescopic. Typically I'm running smaller single bladed bucktails if you're running like double showgirl, stuff like that. I'm trying to think what else. Some maybe up to a Fat Bastard, but more than likely a Dr. Evil. Definitely smaller baits. You can even run some smaller jerk baits with it. It does have a stiffen up tip for that. But yeah, I think that's probably basically all I would run with a medium heavy fast, in my opinion. Everybody's got their own preference, though.
So let's just say you're going to, you know, twitch a smaller crankbait. Will you get better action out of the bait by matching it with a medium heavy over, you know, driving it with a heavy action rod or something like that?
I think so. But each crankbait, the buoyancies are so different that I think everybody's got to play with that to figure out which one you feel works different. Because, I mean, I mess around with leaders, leader material, leader lengths all the time. And that can even dictate on the amount of action you get out of some of them baits.
Okay, that makes sense. Now moving up, we're going to heavy action rods. What are you looking at with heavy action rods?
Yeah, I would say a heavy action rod is probably the most versatile. It can do almost everything, I would say, other than throwing big rubber baits. It's great for bucktails, topwater. You can work some crank baits with it, pull paws. Depending on the length, it is a good jerkbait rod. A lot of that is dictated by the boat you have, or I guess the baits you're throwing with it too. So a lot of times I'll run the 8-footer for smaller jerkbaits, but I will bump up to 8.6 depending on if I'm fishing out of a larger boat or whatnot.
Sure. And now extra heavy, is that pounders, Medusas, that kind of stuff, bigger Medusas? I'm assuming like a reg Medusa, you could probably throw on a heavy action rod. Is that pretty much what extra heavy, is that what you're going to be throwing with it?
Yeah. I mean, I'll even throw regular Medusas in it. The biggest upside to that double or that extra heavy is you just got a lot better chance of getting hooks and fish. It going to move the bait in the fish's mouth just a little bit to drive hooks home. I'll even throw it with, there are people out there throwing the 12 or 14 inch Pulpazas out there. That's a good rod for that as well.
You know, the one thing I'll ask you, you mentioned hook set power on an extra heavy. Like, is that an issue with a medium heavy, or do you guys design those to, you know, to have that hook set power, even though it's only a medium heavy action?
Yeah, so the backbone, the rod loads just a little bit deeper than, say, a heavy. What I like about that for smaller bucktails and topwater is it's a lot easier to keep tension on the fish when they make those runs and whatnot. I can't tell you how many times I've hooked a fish, fought them around the boat, went on a couple runs, scoop it in the net, and the bait comes flying out. I think my personal preference is on them smaller baits or baits with smaller hooks have a rod that loads up just a little bit deeper, so you can definitely keep more tension on them.
All right. Now, let's talk about all these rods have like lure ratings, you know, like it'll be, I don't know what they are. The same, I'm just guessing. Medium heavy might be like 1 to 3 ounces or something like that. Like, how important is it for the anglers to stay within that range? Cause like for, you know, I've had certain people, you know, say like, oh, I can't throw this bait because my rod says it's only rated for 6 ounces and this is a 7 ounce bait. Like, is that super important for them to stay within that range recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, more so it's a recommendation, but it's not say all or do all. I mean, I've thrown Magnum Bulldogs on medium heavies just because it's what I had at the time. Granted, it's not the best rod, but you can get away with using baits outside those lure ratings. And I'm not going to say in certain situations, but it's more so a user preference for how the tip action how the rod action translates to the bait action and whatnot.
And then speaking of like tip actions, you know, you'll hear stuff like moderate action or fast action. Like, what's the difference between them and what does that mean?
Yeah. So if you look at, and we have images on our website and how to explain what a fast action is. So it's more so when the tip is deflected, where along the blank the tip loads. So if you bend the tip, if it bends more or it stays more bent towards the tip, it's a faster action. And if you bend the tip and it loads more deflecting towards the handle, then it's more of a moderate or moderate fast action. If you look at St. Croix's lineup, we have converted basically to all fast actions on our musky rods. We do still have some moderates that are more so trolling rods, or if you look in that Premier series, they have that one glass blank that's used for trolling or sucker rods or sucker rigs. And then there is a lipstick rod that's still around that's moderate fast, and that's, as the name suggests, it was designed for crankbait fishing.
Okay. And I was going to ask you, like, what advantage does one give you over the other? Like, why do you choose a moderate over a fast?
Yeah, I would say so on the moderate for trolling rods, it's more so it deflects deep to keep the fish pinned. It absorbs all those head shakes. And then why we've converted mostly just the fast actions on our musky rods, just so you can get the hooks in the fish. If it loads too deep, you won't really have enough backbone to set your hook.
All right. Now, let's just say I'm the angler. I only want to have one rod. We'll use the Legend Tournament Series since that one's been very popular with us. What's the one rod that would say is more like the Swiss Army knife in a sense? Like, I'm only buying one, and I want it to do most of what I'm going to throw. What's the one I got to get?
Yeah, I would say if you're fishing, I'd say a 17, 18 foot boat that doesn't sit high off the water, fishing from shore, anything like that, an 8.6 heavy fast will get you through what you need to do for throwing almost any bait except large rubber baits. And then if you're maybe fishing big water with a lot bigger boat, you'd want to bump up to 9 foot or 9.6 heavy.
Yeah, that 9.6 heavy Blademaster 2, that was definitely one that I liked a lot last year. It threw a lot of baits, but it didn't, I mean, you know, it's a 9.6, so like jerk baits, I wasn't necessarily in love with it. But if you're throwing like moderate size rubber or you're throwing any type of blade, it seemed like it worked amazing for that.
Yeah, you can definitely get the bait away from the boat in figure eights, and it just makes the ease of casting that much less fatiguing.
Like, which one's your personal favorite?
I would say if I'm throwing moving baits, that 9.6 Heavy Fast Telescopic's probably what I used a lot last year. And then if I'm working rubber, it's always that Blue Ox 90 Extra Heavy Fast.
Yep, that would make sense. Those were probably the two best-selling rods out of that lineup that we had last year. Hard to keep them in stock, actually. I hope we do a better job with that this year. Not necessarily on your end, like on my end. It was hard to anticipate the demand, seeing as our last year, and then so far this year, we've done a much better job with that. Like, if you're looking for both of them, we have them, and we had them at every show we went to this year as well.
We're always learning. We're always trying to reinvent the wheel here at St. Croix, so hopefully down the road we can present everybody in another favorite musky rod down the road.
Yeah. If people, obviously you can go to teamrhinooutdoors.com and find a whole wide selection of rods. But if people are looking to learn more about St. Croix, what's the best way they can go about doing that?
Yeah, stcroix.com. They do have social media on Facebook, Instagram. I'm sure even TikTok now, it seems like that's the trend. But yeah, there's information on the rods itself, and then there is some information on the materials and whatnot that we use as well on there.
Perfect. Well, short and sweet. That's what I'm looking for out of this podcast. We're looking to just, you know, a short form podcast, just kind of hit on one topic, one bait, you know, one thing, and then we'll just run with that on the episode. So I want to thank you for your time, Gavin. I really do appreciate you coming out. I hope that you have yourself a great season. The way it's looking, you guys might have some open water sooner than later, and you actually might be able to enjoy some like early season open water action.
Oh yeah, could be a good time. Nope, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's always great talking with you, and hopefully it was some good information for our anglers out there.
Yeah, I even learned a few things on this episode. So, speaking of our anglers, if you want to check out teamrhinooutdoors.com for all your musky fishing needs. And we thank everybody for tuning in this week, and we'll be back with a new episode again next week.